while I'm waiting for this van to turn up, I just started thinking about the politics of work. You know, if we spent as much time as we did, as we do, with the politics of firefighting people's ideals, perceptions, and, you know, general steadfastness on certain things, you know, how people sort of stick to their guns. If we stopped doing that for one moment, if we got over that ego for one moment of trying to own a situation, how much work would we actually get done? If people in public sector roles, in jobs, could be the people that they profess to be, a professional, without having to firefight people on a day-to-day basis, wouldn't we get so much done? You know, let's work using social tools to be able to extract those passions from people, give them the platform to be able to talk about their ideals, you know, communicate that stuff on a day-to-day basis. The reason why a lot of these Web2 startups in San Francisco, California, all around America are doing so well is not just because they're clever people and they've tapped into a little niche area. They talk, they relax, they break out, they have little breakout rooms, they do a little bit of coding, then they go and sit and chat, they find out how people work, what makes them tick, what makes them inefficient. Because sometimes knowing how people are inefficient can actually be really helpful, because you can work around it, you know? I know that when I was on a project at South by Southwest this year, you know, I was going through a really bad time, turmoil time. And one thing I took away from that and learnt about it is that if I'd have communicated those concerns as to why I wasn't on point, the people who were managing the project could have worked around me. They could have said, like, okay, it's not on point, you know, we need to adapt our plan, our strategy. And if I'd only communicated that, then things could have been a lot different. And, you know, that friendship and that connection wouldn't have been sort of damaged as much as it had been. I just started to think about that because of a few friends over sort of Burton and Birmingham way. And it's sad, you know, it's sad. Some people who you really like to work with and people you feel are talented and skilled, you know, you might not ever get their best and they might never get your best because you can't let down those barriers. You know, the moment that you start to realise that you're not on your peak because you're thinking about how you're going to firefight somebody to get an amicable solution, that's the moment that you stop being passionate about it, you know? Anyway, I waffled on. I sort of know what I mean. My head's a little bit all over the place at the minute, but I just thought, get it out, transparent. Somebody else can decipher it and come back to me on it. Where's this bloody man with his van? Mr. White Van Man!